So we're back with you again.
Right, back with me again. I'm going to show you the Shareware Starter Kit in action today.
Excellent.
When you download this from the Channel 9 site, it comes as an installer. You run the installer on your system, and then I'll show you what happens. You can build your own Shareware app.
Let's see it. I'm excited.
So you install it. It installs an item on your start menu, which points to the Shareware Starter Kit, and you fire up the solution. And the solution is both the client and the server. So it's your Shareware app and a web service that provides all the registration and the payment and so on and so forth. So right. Just
so it plugs right into Visual Studio.
Plugs right into Visual Studio.
And it's something you run.
And it's run. It's got all the source code for all the pieces. All right, so the sample Shareware app we're distributing with the starter kit is a simple little web browser.
Okay.
But the process that you want to go through is, you know, you've built this application. Now you want to be able to support registration and pay automatic payment and so forth. So I just come up to the little shopping cart. I hit the button that says, I want to purchase a product key. I want to purchase a standard product key. It now fires up a simulated PayPal service. There's a configuration switch to allow it to go to the real PayPal.
Yeah.
But when you're testing, of course, you don't really want to be spending your money constantly with PayPal.
Right.
So it's now activated. It's gone off to the web service, done this, come back. You're now all set to go. And if you come up here and look and see what's the status of your licensing, you can say your product state has been activated.
Cool. Now,
so
is this on the developer site? So is this what the developer is going to see, or what the user of the Shareware app is going to see?
The user of the Shareware app is going to see the dialog boxes that we showed with the, you know, I want to purchase a license and so forth.
Okay.
The developer sees that web page so he can simulate PayPal during his development process. In real life, the user won't see that page at all. It'll actually just go off to PayPal, do the transaction, and come back.
Now, is there any intermediary between me as the developer and the customer? In other words, the money comes right to me, or
the money comes right to you if you want to host the web service side of this yourself.
Okay.
And there's going to be a number of third-party web hosting companies that are going to be supporting ASP.NET 2 and SQL Server that are going to support that, we believe, by like the middle of June. By the beginning of July, there will actually be some third-party companies who will be hosting this for you so that you can basically buy this as a service. You don't even have to set it up or do anything.
Okay.
And there will be a website, sharewarestarterkit.com, that you can go to and find out all the details when you're ready to go.
So if I build an app, then what do I see in Visual Studio again if I'm building it? So I built this beautiful web browser or an RSS aggregator or
right.
whatnot, and I want to sell it for $10 a copy.
You replace this project here, which is the sample application we give you,
yep.
with your application.
Okay.
You then create a Visual Studio installer project, create an installer, and away you go.
And so where does the Shareware kit come in?
The Shareware kit provides you these two projects here, the client project and the client forms project, which provide all the heavy lifting for registration, payment, validation and so forth that your app just calls as class libraries.
Ah.
And it also provides the web service for doing the payment processing on the back end, both simulated and real PayPal, that you can either host yourself or you can get a third party to host it. And we provide the simulated one right out of the box.
And I get this all for free.
You get this all for free.
Yeah.
You get to download a Visual Studio 2005 Beta 2 for free.
So now,
and you can enter the contest and win the you know PDC prize, which is up to $2,500 in value.
So now I can become famous and rich.
That's right.
Like
this is your standard rich and famous class library.
Excellent. Anything else I need to know about this? This
is
really cool.
channel9.msdn.com/PDC is where you get it all.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.